A study published this week finds that suicide rates among teens and young adults are accelerating across the country. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, local clinicians say that the Rochester area is no exception.
Michael Scharf is the chief of child and adolescent psychiatry at the University of Rochester Medical Center. He says the national trend revealed by the study, which is published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, aligns with what he sees locally. Suicide rates among youths in Monroe County are climbing.
If we look at all suicides under 18, it's steady at about 2 per year. And then in the last 3 years, we see it increase to an almost tripling.
Scharf says while scientists know that suicide attempts are becoming more common, they're not entirely sure why. But he says an increase in screen time and a decrease in exercise do seem to be correlating with the trend. Scharf says studying these trends among teenagers and young adults is especially important.
That's when we see this dramatic increase in suicidal ideation and suicidal behavior. That's when we see the increase happen. So the hope is that this is the time to recognize risks and intervene.
But he says the increase in young people in the Rochester area who need treatment for suicidal risks has been so profound that treatment facilities are running out of space.
As I'm talking to you on the phone, there's 6 kids in our emergency department who've been evaluated, determined to need admission, and our unit's full.
Still, there are places to turn for help. Family and friends can offer support, primary care doctors can make referrals, and hotlines like the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and the local 211 crisis line can answer calls. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.